Goedenacht, dit is Gospel Radio Sevilla. En wel met een uitzending tot 1 uur. De uitzending wordt zo direct geopend door zuster Emma. Na zuster Emma met het Bijbelleesplan en het openingsgebed is het pastor Samuel Lee met het gesproken woord in het Engels. Sevilla Radio wens een fijne gezegende luistertijd toe. Radio Parisha bedankt voor daarnet. En we gaan meteen doorschakelen naar Amsterdam-Oost, van waaruit zuster Emma de uitzending gaat openen. Een goede nacht, zuster Emma. Goede nacht, zuster Emma. En nogmaals van harte welkom, zuster Emma. Goedenacht, zuster Emma.
Goedenacht, broeder Cor.
Van harte welkom. Heel veel zegen wordt u toegewenst. Gaat u gaan?
Dank u wel, broeder Cor. Ja, lieve luisteraars. Ik groet u allen in de wonderbare naam van onze Heer en Heiland. De koning der koningen en de heer der heerscharen. Luisteraars, het is tijd voor het Bijbelleesplan. En u weet, het Bijbelleesplan komt van Gospel Radio Zefania, waar onze Heere Jezus Christus centraal staat. Trouwe God en Heiland, in deze uren van aanbidding, mijn Heiland, komen wij tot u om u te loven, te prijzen en te danken. Vader, want u komt alles toe, Vader. U komt de eer, de lof en de dank toe. Daarom willen wij u prijzen. Maar we bedanken u, Vader, voor u de bijstand van uw Heilige Geest. Vader, ik dank u dat u mij tot rust zal brengen, mijn Heiland. Ja, lieve luisteraars. De Heer is groot en almachtig. De Heer is goed. En hij is onze wonderbare raadsman. Hij is onze sterke God, onze vredevorst. Hij is de leeuw van Juda, de koning der koningen, onze voorziener, onze helper. Hij bevrijdt, hij redt, hij is onze rots. Daarom danken wij hem, omdat hij alles doet. En hij doet het voor ons, hij heeft ons lief gehad, met eeuwige liefde. En Vader, dat danken u, Vader. Voor die grote en almachtige namen van uw Vader. Want u bent het waard geprezen te worden, Vader. Ja, Vader, u bent onze eeuwige Vader. U bent onze vredevorst, Vader. En daarom danken wij u, Vader, voor alles wat wij zullen opnoemen, Vader. Vader, we danken u voor broeder Cor en zuster Marlene. We danken u ook, Vader, voor alle kinderen en elke familieleden. We danken u, Vader, voor de vluchtelingen. En alles wat er gebeurt in de wereld, Vader, u weet waarom, Vader. Maar u doet alles op uw tijd, Vader. Vader, we danken u, Vader, voor de liefde. Vader, we danken u dat wij op u kunnen rekenen, Vader. Want u bent onze helper, groot van kracht en steeds bereid. Vader, we brengen alle gospelradio's voor uw troon van genade, Vader. Vader, we komen ook tot u, Vader Jezus, met alle bestonden, Vader. Vader, de leider van de bestonden en degene die mee bidden, Vader, wilt u hen zegenen. Ook die niet bidden, Vader. Zegenen en die horen, Vader. Vader, we komen tot u, Vader Jezus, met alle gemeentes, met alle voorgangers, mijn Heiland. En we danken u, Vader, voor degene die op vakantie zijn, Vader. Waar ze ook zijn, Vader. U bent bij ze, Vader. Vader, we danken u, Vader. Voor de glorie van uw naam prijzen wij u, geven wij u eer, geven wij u lof, geven wij u dank, Vader. Vader, dank u wel voor alle gezinnen, mijn Heiland. Dank u wel voor allen die luisteren, Vader. Vader, zegen ze, Vader. En die meedoen, Vader, aan uw Bijbelleesplan, zegen ze allemaal, Vader. In Jezus' wonderbare naam, we bidden Jeruzalem vrede toe. Mogen we u lief hebben, rust hebben, Vader. Vader, we brengen ook de mensen van het uitzendingsveld voor uw troon van genade, Vader. En we bidden, Vader, zegeningen, Vader, dat u strooit op deze wereld, mijn Heiland. Vader, dank u wel. Vader, ook wil ik die gospelprogramma van de zondagmorgen of waar een zuster voor zuster bid, psalm, de psalm maandag of wat. Vader, u weet het, Vader. We danken u en geven ze alle zegeningen, Vader. Maar zuster Mathilde, Vader. En hun gezin, Vader. En allen, Vader, die met haar is, Vader, wilt u haar zegenen, Vader. Om meer en meer uw woord te brengen, Vader. Vader, u bent zo goed, Vader. U bent zo machtig, Vader. En we bidden, Vader, voor allen, Vader, die meedoen aan die programma, Vader. Wilt u ze zegenen in Jezus' wonderbare naam. Dank u wel, Vader, voor de glorie van uw naam. Vader, dank u glorie en aanbidding voor uw machtige Jezus' naam. Ja, lieve luisteraar, we gaan lezen uit Lucas hoofdstuk 6. En het gaat over aren plukken en aren plukken op de Sabbat. Maar we gaan eerst naar onze ochtendtekst. Ochtendtekst uit Psalm 34. En Psalm 34 zegt: de engel des Heren legert zich om wie hem vrezen en redt hen. Psalm 34, vers 8. Ofschoon wij door het geloof weten verlost te zijn van zonde en ziektemachten, en hem dagelijks danken voor de ons door Jezus bloed gekochte vrijheid. Vrijheid hebben wij zolang we op aarde zijn, te kampen met aanvechtingen van de duivel, die het wedergeboren kind Gods geen ogenblik met rust laten. Het leger van Gods engelen omringt ons echter dag en nacht en redt ons op Gods bevel uit. Telkens wanneer wij onze beden tot hem richten, de Heer zal u nooit begeven of verlaten. Ja, Vader, dank u wel dat u ons nooit zal begeven en nooit zal verlaten. We gaan naar onze Bijbelleesplan. Nogmaals, onze Bijbelleesplan komt uit Lucas hoofdstuk 6. Aren plukken op de Sabbat. En het geschiedde op een Sabbat dat hij door korenvelden ging en zijn discipelen plukten aren en aten die. Ze stuk wrijvende met hun handen. Maar sommige van de Fariseeën zeiden: waarom doet gij wat op Sabbat niet mag? En Jezus antwoordde en zeide tot hen: heb gij dan ook dit niet gelezen, wat David gedaan heeft, toen hij en die met hem waren honger kregen? Hoe hij het huis Gods binnen gegaan is en de toonbroden heeft genomen en ervan gegeten heeft en gegeven aan die met hem waren. Waarvan niemand mag eten dan alleen de priesters. En hij zeide tot hen: de Zoon des mensen is Heer over de Sabbat. Vers 6. Een genezing op de Sabbat. En op een andere Sabbat geschiedde het dat hij in de synagoge ging en leerde. En daar was iemand wiens rechterhand verskrompeld was. De schriftgeleerden en de fariseeën letten op hem of hij op de Sabbat genas, om een aanklacht tegen hem te vinden. Maar hij kende zijn overleggingen en zeide tot de man wiens hand verskrompeld was: sta op en ga in het midden staan. Hij stond op en ging staan. En Jezus sprak tot hen: ik leg u de vraag voor, of het geoorloofd is op de Sabbat goed te doen of kwaad te doen, een leven te redden of verloren te doen gaan. Toen zag hij hen allen rondom zich aan en zeide tot hem: strek uw hand uit. Hij deed het en zijn hand werd wedergezond. En zij raakten volkomen hun verstand kwijt en spraken met elkander over wat zij Jezus doen zouden. Vers 12. De 12 apostelen. En het geschiedde in die dagen dat hij naar het gebergte ging om te bidden. En hij brak de nacht door in gebed tot God. En toen het dag geworden was, riep hij zijn discipelen tot zich en koos er 12 uit, die hij ook apostelen noemde. Simon, die hij ook Petrus noemde, en Andreas, zijn broeder, en Jacobus, en Johannes, en Filippus, en Bartholomeus, en Matthäus, en Thomas, en Jacobus, de zoon van Alfeus, en Simon, bijgenaamd de Zeloot, en Judas, de zoon van Jacobus, en Judas Iscariot, die de verrader geworden is. En hij daalde met hen af en bleef staan op een vlakte plaats, op een vlakke plaats, en daar was een grote schare van zijn discipelen en een grote menigte van volk uit het gehele Joodse land en Jeruzalem en van Tyrus en Sidon aan de zee, die gekomen waren om hem te horen en genezen te worden van hun ziekten, en die gekweld werden door onreine geesten, werden genezen. En de gehele schare trachtte hem aan te raken, omdat er kracht van hem uitging en hij allen genas. Vers 20, zalig sprekingen en bedreigingen. En hij hief zijn ogen op naar zijn discipelen en zeide: zalig gij armen, want uwer is het koninkrijk der. Zalig gij armen, want uwer is het koninkrijk Gods. Zalig gij die nu hongert, want gij zult verzadigd worden. Zalig gij die u weent, want gij zult lachen. Zalig zijt gij wanneer u de mensen haten en wanneer zij u uitstoten en smaden en uw naam als slecht verwerpen ter wille van de Zoon des mensen. Verblijd u tot in dagen en spring op van vreugde, want zie, uw loon is groot in de hemel. Immers, op dezelfde wijze hebben hun vaderen met de profeten gehandeld. Maar wee u, gij rijken, gij hebt uw vertroosting reeds. Wee u, die overvloed hebt, want gij zult hongeren. En wee u die nu lacht, want gij zult smart hebben en wenen. Wee u, wanneer alle mensen wel van u spreken. Immers, op dezelfde wijze hebben hun vaderen met de valse profeten gehandeld. De wet der liefde, vers 27. En, maar tot u die mij hoort, zeg ik: heb uw vijanden lief, doet wel degenen die u haten, zegent wie u vervloeken, bid voor wie u smadelijk behandelen. Slaat iemand u op uw wang, keer hem ook de andere toe. Neem iemand u uw mantel af, laat hem ook het hem nemen. Vraag iemand iets van u, geef het hem. Neem iemand het uwe, vraag het niet terug. En gelijk gij wilt dat u de mensen doen, doet gij hun evenzo. En indien gij lief hebt die u lief hebben, wat hebt gij ervoor? Immers, ook de zondaars hebben lief die hen lief hebben. Want indien gij goed doet aan wie u goed doen, wat hebt gij voor? Ook de zondaars doen dat. En indien gij leent aan hen van wie gij hoopt iets te ontvangen, wat hebt gij voor? Ook zondaars lenen aan zondaars om evenveel terug te ontvangen. Nee, heb die vijanden lief en doet hun goed en leent zonder op vergelding te hopen. En uw loon zal groot zijn en gij zult kinderen van de Allerhoogste zijn, want hij is goed jegens de ondankbaren en bozen. Wees barmhartig, gelijk uw vader barmhartig is. En oordeel niet, en gij zult niet geoordeeld worden. En oordeel niet, en gij zult niet geoordeeld worden. Laat los, en gij zult losgelaten worden. Geef, en u zal gegeven worden. Een goede, gedrukte, geschudde, overlopende maat zal men in uw schoot geven, want met de maat waarmede gij meet, zal u verweder gemeten worden. 39, balk en splinter. Hij sprak ook een gelijkenis tot hen. Kan een blinde geleiden? Zullen zij niet beiden in een put vallen? Een discipel staat niet boven zijn meester. Maar al wie volleerd is, zal zijn als zijn meester. Wat ziet gij de splinter in het oog van uw broeder, maar de balk in uw eigen oog bemerkt gij niet? Hoe kunt gij tot uw broeder zeggen, broeder, laat mij de splinter die in uw oog is wegdoen, terwijl gij de balk die in uw eigen oog is niet ziet? Huichelaar, doe eerst de balk weg uit uw oog en dan zul gij scherp kunnen zien om de splinter in het oog van een broeder weg te doen. En boom en vrucht. Immers, vers 43. Immers, er is geen goede boom die slechte vrucht voorbrengt. Nog ook een slechte boom die goede vruchten voorbrengt. Want elke boom wordt aan zijn eigen vrucht gekend. Want van dorens leest men geen vijgen. En van een bramstruik oogst men geen druif. Een goed mens brengt uit de goede schat zijn harten het goede voort. En een slecht mens brengt uit de boze schat het boze voort. Want waar het hart vol van is, daarvan spreekt de mond. En 46. Tweerlei fundament. Wat noem gij mijn heren? Heren, en doet niet wat ik zeg. Een ieder die tot mij komt en mijn woorden hoort en ze doet, ik zal u tonen aan wie hij gelijk is. Hij is gelijk een iemand die bij het bouwen van een huis diep gegraven en het fundament op de rots gelegd heeft. Toen een watervloed kwam en de stroom tegen dat huis aansloeg, kon hij het niet aan het wankelen brengen, omdat het goed gebouwd was. Doch wie hoort en het niet doet, is gelijk aan iemand die een huis op de grond bouwt zonder fundament. Toen de stroom daartegen aansloeg, stortte het terstond in en het huis werd één grote bouwval. Tot zover, lieve luisteraars. Ik heb voor u gelezen, of met u gelezen, Lucas hoofdstuk 6, Aren plukken op de Sabbat, vers 6, een genezing op de Sabbat, vers 12, de 12 apostelen, vers 20, zalig sprekingen en bedreigingen, en vers 27, de wet der liefde. 39, balk en splinter. Vers 43, boom en vrucht. En ten laatste, tweerlei fundamenten uit vers 26. Dan wens ik u allen, met broeder Cor en zuster Marlene zo tezamen, Gods rijkste zegen toe. En ik zou zeggen, als Jezus met u wandelt, is ieder voetstap leeg. Tot zover. Halleluja. Amen.
Amen, zuster Emma. Dank u wel ook vannacht. Een fijne nacht. Rust wensen wij u toe. En zo deur het leed. Tot morgen.
Ja, broeder Cor. Ja, wat bedoel
ik al? Hartelijk bedankt.
Een gezegende nachtrust.
Dank u wel.
Ja, dat bedoel ik al.
Dat is helemaal. Nu een aflevering van het woord in het Engels door pastor Samuel Lee. Blijf dus luisteren.
Lead World Evangelism. Our goal is to reach the entire world with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to educate man with the universal principles of God and to co-partner with Christ in liberating man from all forms of evil and injustice. For more information on Dr. Samuel Lee's ministry, please visit www.slwe.net.
All right, brothers and sisters, I want to read a very short passage, and that is from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, from verse 1 until verse 4. The Gospel of John, chapter 16, from verse 1 until verse 4. All right. Are you there, brothers and sisters? This is what Jesus said. All this I have told you so that you will not go astray. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, a time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today, can I talk to you heart to heart? I don't want to be a theologian to you today. Amen. I want to share my heart to you today based on the passage that we just have learned and read. So let us take the masks off and be real. Amen. Today I want to talk to you about religion. Religion. And I think many of you here today consider yourself as a religious people. But I hope at the end your mind will change. Today I want to speak to you about religion. And I want to make sure that knowing things about God does not mean that you are a part of the kingdom of God. And why am I preaching this message today? Because in the past 10 days, I have been busy with something that I want to share with you. And the climax was the day that earthquake hit Haiti. And when the earthquake hit Haiti, I prayed for them. I was very sad about them until in my, internet network, I saw a preacher. He preached that God has punished Haiti. Because of that, there is earthquake. Now, that is the most biggest nonsense I can hear. You see, I believe in the God of Abraham. And I believe in that God who said, even there is one righteous man in a town, I will save that town. And you know what makes me be more furious is that I begin to realize that religion, there is something about religion. I hope you will understand me today. This preacher made me think about religion because I was always thinking about religion. But he made me go to the climax of my thinking. Religion always calculates and religion always makes formulas. Brothers and sisters, did you listen to what I said? Religion is always calculating. Religion is always making formulas. Therefore, religion is dead. Now, you may be shocked today. You see, religion gives you methods in order that you influence God. Do this, pay that, do this way, go that way, pray this way, so that you will influence God. My friend, God is not interested in your formula. God is not interested in how long you pray or how short you pray. God is not interested in those things. Those things are religious things. God is interested in the very temple that is inside of your heart. God is not interested in your methods. God is not interested in your formulas. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Later on, we will go back to the scripture. You wait. Religion always calculates. Religion always makes formulas. And today, as your pastor, I want to confess to you something. I am tired and fed up of doom and gloom Christianity. And I'm tired of doom and gloom preaching. Because the God that I serve is the God of love, is the God of forgiveness, is the God of blessing. He's not the God of cursing. But these days we are preaching doom and gloom. Religion calculates glooms and dooms. Religion formulates things. Religion always tries to formulate God and put God in formulas. Is somebody listening to me? Religion always tries to calculate the causes of problems and connect that either to God or the devil. Woe to somebody if he gets sick. Oh, it's the devil, eh? Or is God? God is punishing that person, or God is. Can we not be free from that kind of thinking? We need to be detoxinated from that kind of toxins that has been preaching to us. We need to be free from that. We are not God to judge people. Let God judge people, not us. Our job is to love people. Our job is to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and not the doom and gloom message. Praise God. I feel like preaching now. Religion always tries to put God in formulas, calculate causes of disasters, either they blame God or they blame the devil. When there is hurricane in where is that country? What was that in U.S.? The New Orleans. Yeah, it's true, because there are many homosexuals. They are there, so God is punishing them. But there are many homosexuals there. There are also many Christians there. So is that God going to kill Christians together with homosexuals? My friend, you like it or not, God also loves homosexuals. Whether you like it or not. Whether what they do is right or wrong is not my business. I am saying that God loves everybody, even Christians. Come on, please, people of God. I want us to be broad-minded. Hey, Jesus, blaming God. That one, oh, is God. Is God punished that country? In another place, there is earthquake. No, God is punishing. Somebody is dying. God is punishing. Let God be God and you be you. Please, my friend, we cannot even handle our own life. We are having a big mouth about Haiti and this and that. And going on television and preaching, God is punishing Haiti. It reminds me of religiosity. Hello? Listen to me. Religious people or religion are law oriented. Religion, be it Islam, be it Christianity, be it Judaism, be it Hinduism, be it whatever ism, they are always law oriented. Is somebody listening to me? They are law oriented. They focus on the law. They live so hard by the law that they forget what Jesus is about. Sometimes we are so holding the law tight that we forget what is Jesus about. Hello, somebody. I hope you are listening to me today. Religious people are law-oriented people. Religion is law-oriented people, oriented system. But we forget that Jesus Christ is the very incarnation. Listen to me. Jesus Christ is the very incarnation. He is the very calculation. He is the very being of love. He is love incorporated in him. There is no hate in him. There is goodness. There is joy. There is blessing. There is happiness. He incarnates all of that in himself. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Jesus Christ is not, now you will be very angry to me today. Maybe next week the half of you will not come. Pastor is losing his mind. I am telling you, don't believe half of the things that you see on televangelists are telling you. Sorry to say that. Televangelists preaching doom and gloom, end time, and take your money, and I'm coming to that also. People of God, we need to liberate ourselves. We need to be, you know, the greatest enemy today of Christ, of believers, you know what it is? It's religion. We need to be born again. And we need to be a part of the kingdom of God, not the religious system. Hey, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Jesus Christ is the very incarnation. He's the very calculation. He's the very being of love. He is love. And he is not what the superstar, preacher, evangelist. Not all of them. I don't, you know, make all of them the same. But half of them. Half of them, at the end of the story, things go around money. So it makes me think. Somehow. All right. Now, I want to teach to you something today. I want to teach to you, what do all religions have in common? Be it Christianity, be it Islam, be it Judaism, be it all of them. Religion has something in common. I do want to hear that. First of all, religions can be corrupt. Religions create corrupt people, can create corrupt people. You know why? Because religion always preach fear. Fear. Don't do this. God is angry. Don't do that. Satan punish you. Don't do this. It's fear. Fearing, fearing, fearing. Many religious people live in fear. But we are the people of the kingdom of God. And you see, and since we are living in fear, we pretend that we are holy and nice and good. But inside we go and sin. And pretending that we do not sin. So what do you call that? A hypocrite. Religion always creates hypocrites. That is why you open the television, you see this priest and that priest molested 20 children. Why? When you hold them up tight, don't marry, don't look at the woman, don't go left, don't go right, my brother. When he goes in secret, he do the other thing. And then he goes behind the pulpit and he preach in Espiritu Santos, il nombre de Jesus, and whatever. But then they go behind the curtain, they do the other things. Not that they are corrupt, they became corrupt. Why? Because religion makes corrupt. Religion makes people corrupt. And if you want to be free from corruption, you need to know the living God, the living Jesus, free from religion. I'm free from religion. I'm through with religion. Hallelujah. Religion, all religions can create corrupt people. Let me give you another example. You know, in Amsterdam, in some area you live, you see our blessed Jewish brothers and sisters, Jewish friends. Not that I criticize them, I love them. But you see, the Jewish people, they also have a law, cover your hair. Isn't it? You have to cover your hair. Now, what do the Orthodox Jew do? Orthodox Jew, they go and buy wigs to cover their hair. Huh? You see, so when you ask them, what are you doing? So I'm covering my hair. God didn't say how to cover your hair. So I buy wigs, peruke. You see, we are always trying. Look at in the Islamic world. In Islamic world, they say we don't have prostitutes. Go to Middle East, full of prostitutes. And you know how do these people do prostitution? You take a woman, a prostitute, you take a woman, you look at her pictures, you say, this woman is beautiful. So you take that woman, you go to an imam. An imam will pray for you for a prayer that she will become your wife only for 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 10 hour. The more you pay, the more hour she become your wife. So then you go and you do whatever you want. After 12 o'clock, Cinderella is no more. She is not your wife. You see, religion is corrupt. And I'm going to open my mouth and preach it. Religion is corrupt, and religion creates corrupt people. Religion can be blind. All these religions have one thing in common. They are all blind and they are all deaf. You know why? They are blind to other people. They are blind to other people. Religious people, they always think they are right. Me, my brother, I don't know whether I am right or not. I'm just preaching out of my heart. Religious people, they are always, in Dutch we say, they have altijd gelijk. They are always right. Always right. According to theology of this and that. According to, you see, theology will not change your life. Of course, it's good to know theology. But let me tell you something. Even the devil knows theology. He knows better than you and me. He's memorized the whole scripture from his brain. Religion. Hey, I'm through with it though. Religion can be blind. Religion looks always to the things that divide us. But the people of the kingdom of God look to things that unite us. We are the body of Christ. I don't care you are Catholic, Reformed Catholic, Reformed Catholic, Baptist, Pentecostal, Pentecostal, Refined, whatever. To me, you are my brother. You are my sister. And I'm not interested what doctrine do you believe. Of course, you know, we have certain doctrines. I'm not against that. But what I'm saying is, we are the body of Christ. And why should we be divided? Somebody said, but the Catholics, they love Maria too much. And I say, you love Benihin too much. If I have to choose between Benihin or Maria, me, I choose Maria. Come on, my friend. Hey, let's be honest. Let's open our eyes. That is why Jesus said, the blind will see. He said, even though you have eyes, but you are blind. Religious people are blind. They don't see. They don't have time to look at beautiful things of life, the beautiful things of other people. They are only blind because they think, I am myself the right way. Somebody came to me, Pastor, can you tell officially, the God of Muslim, the God of Christian, we are not the same. You tell it. I said, whether I believe it or not, I'm not going to tell anything. You know why I'm not going to tell anything? Because I don't want to make wars. I want to make peace. This is not about my God is better than your God. Look at the muscle of my God. Woohoo! Look how strong is my God. No, my God is strong. We are all fools. God doesn't need your defense. God doesn't need you to protect him. You understand? God is almighty, all protecting himself. You don't need to go. That's why this kind of, you know, can you listen to me, please? That's why this kind of talking can bring more damage. My brother, whether they are same God or not God, leave it. Mind your own business. You know why? Because when you say something, Christians started that. Christians said, no, the God is not the same God and this and that. Okay, theologically you talk about it. But you know what happened in Malaysia? The Muslims got the revelation. Oh, it's true. The Christians say it's not the same God. They attack a church, bomb the church, and they said, you are not allowed to use the name Allah for God. My brother, in Arabic, Allah means God. You cannot change that. And then the Muslim says, no, you cannot use the name Allah. And the Christian says, no, you cannot use the name God. What is this, man? Leave it. Leave it. You mind your business. You mind God. Hallelujah. Religious can be blind. Religious does not want to see love. Religious always want to say, I am, you know, right. Religious is always deaf. We are all shouting, like me, shouting. Bah, 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 shouting. If everybody shouts, we are all deaf. We should listen to other people. Listen to me. People of God, can you catch me tonight, today? The biggest things that I learn in my life is not from my fellow Christians. You know from whom I learn? From those who oppose Christianity. Because those who oppose Christianity, out of 100 things they say, maybe 5% is true. So that one I take and I make something. If we are all coming together and say, yeah, it's true, we say all together, it's true, you develop not. Your critiques can help you to find out things about yourself. And Christianity, Islam, religion don't want to listen to critique. Muslims don't want to listen. My brother, I want to go to Saudi to make church. No, it's not possible. They say, no, it's not possible. But they can make church here. Why? It's all religion. All religion. Open your mouth and your heart today. Praise the Lord. Religion can create blind people. Religion, all religion are narrow-minded. I'm sorry to say that. All religion are narrow-minded. They are not open. They don't want even to listen. In fact, you say something, they are already offended. My brother, I didn't kill you. I'm just giving my idea. Whether you like it or not, it's my idea. No, you offended. No, you offended God and this and that. Narrow-minded. People are narrow-minded. Religious people are narrow-minded. Religious people, can I tell you something? Don't be shocked. Religious people think black and white. For them, the world is black and white. I am a pastor for 15 years. For the past 10 years, I believe the world is black and white. But today, I realize the world is neither black or white. The world is gray. Some gray are more gray. Some gray are little gray. But everything is gray. Don't tell me, no, pastor, no. Don't get religious to me today. Not everything is black and white. Religion people, they think black and white. Are you with me or against me? Just somebody a few years ago on television said, those who are with me or against me, I'm going to attack here and there. You remember what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Religion always thinks black and white. Are you with me or against me? Are you there or no? Religion always thinks like that. That is why we are still having wars. We are still having misunderstandings in Africa, in Middle East, in Europe, everywhere. Later I will tell you the cause of that. Are we learning something? Religions, all religions, they have one thing in common. They are judgmental. They are not looking in goodness of others. They are always looking in the faults of others. If you are, now you say, Pastor, you are also judgmental now because you are judging the religion. You can say that is true. Maybe I am judgmental now. You see, my friend, listen to me. Religious people are always judgmental. But Jesus was not judgmental. He even said the Son of Man has not come to judge. And he said, before you look at the mistake of your sister, why don't you look at that great blanket in the front of your own eyes? My friend, before I come and criticize you or you, my friend, I have to deal with my own mess in my life. And everybody has a mess in his life. So I am not holy. I am not 100%. So who am I to come and say, oh, that sister, you know, that brother, you know. My friend, let me give you a good news at the same time, bad news. You know what it is? Everyone stinks, including us pastors, including leaders. We are all stinking. We need the grace of God. Only the grace of God can change our life. Only the grace of God can give us freedom. Only the grace of God can forgive us. But every human being, including me, including the Pope, we all stink. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short from God's glory. Oh, come on, somebody. I feel like preaching today. Hallelujah. Religious people are judgmental. Did you see that, brother? I heard that in some churches, even in this neighborhood, in this Amsterdam, they stand at the gate of the door. If you are not well-dressed, they reject you. Go home. Yes. They come, the ushers there, standing there. Yeah, in the church. They are looking at your dress. You are not well-dressed. You have jeans. Go home. Is that church? No. That's religion. In the time of Jesus, even the jeans was not even existing. So how can God say, don't wear jeans? No. Jeans is against God. So go home. You are not allowed to enter the church. You see that, sister? You see that, brother? You don't know. Maybe that brother has no money to buy something. Can you, in place of talking against that brother, you buy something for him and next week it wears? Oh, no, I don't want to sit near somebody because he smells. Sundays I avoid to sit near somebody, he smells. Have you ever think why he or she smells? Or only you have the nose to smell it, but you don't have the heart to ask, brother, can I help you? Do you have a proper house? Do you have? Can you find out about him and help that person? In place of being judgmental, you always judge people. You always judge. Oh, this man, you don't know his past. You don't know that man, eh? His past, he's like that. He did this and that with that person. He did this and that. My friend, you know about that man's past. But let me find out about your past. Tell me about, eh? We all have messed up. That's why we need God. We need Jesus. Is somebody listening to me? Hey! Religion, they are judgmental. Religions kill and religions destroy. Look at what Christianity did. Killing Spaniards, killing the Indians in Latin America. What they did in the name of religion. They killed, they colonized, took slavery. Look at the other religion, still doing and killing. And you see, religion kills. They say if you put bomb and kill yourself, you die, you go to heaven and you see virgins there. You see, my friend, it's all religion. All religions. Hey, my brother, don't let me open my mouth tomorrow. Maybe I'm going to be in problem. Religions kill, religions destroy. I don't want to believe in a religion that kills. I don't want to believe in a religion that justifies slavery. I don't want to believe in a religion that can, you know, attack other places. And do you know when the other religion, Judaism, attacked some part of Palestine, there were Christians also died. You see, people, we cannot understand. We don't get it. We don't get it. God is not going to ask you, are you Baptist or Methodist? Oh, I'm Methodist. Enter. I am Baptist. No, you are still waiting for the judgment. It's not like that. When you enter in the presence of God, so tell me, did you really believe in the virgin birth or not? Virgin birth, no. Go ahead. Are you a Methodist? Yes. Are you a Baptist? No. Baptist, go hell. Methodist, stay. God is not like that. God is going to open the book of life and he's going to see, let me see your name. Your name is there. Please enter in the kingdom of God. My name is written. Your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Not in the church organization. Oh, Pastor, my name was written in the church. So, it's not. You can write your name in the church 20 times and still when you enter at the gate, you don't know whether you are entering or not. I was a member of this church. I was a member of that church. No. Membership will not help you, my brother. Somebody, I feel like preaching to them. Religion always kills. Religion always destroys. Religion always thinks they are right. I told you that. Religion always thinks they are right. I am right. Everybody else is wrong. Because we think black and white. Listen. This is very important. Religion, listen carefully. Religion makes people to live in guilt. Religious people, you know, religion makes us feel guilty all the time. All the time, feel guilty. In my country, where I come from, Middle East, looking at a woman is already sin. 100% sin in Iran. Giving hand with a woman, they can arrest you. So can you imagine 30 years ago when I came to Holland, my head was down. I don't look at any woman because I'm afraid God is going to punish me. It's a serious matter, oh. It's very serious. Religion makes people feel like guilt. I remember when I came to Holland, my first time I saw a very beautiful blonde girl. I look at her, she's beautiful. Then I went home, I feel terrible. Why I did look at this girl? Then I went to my mother, I said, Mother, I sinned against God. She said, why? My eyes look at a woman. That is religion. Make you feel like garbage. Sorry to say that. Religion. Look, it's not, listen, I'm not preaching that you should disrespect religious people. That's not what I'm preaching. Religious people, we also should respect them. What I'm telling you is, be a free man, please. Be a free man. I was in a shop and then, you know, me and my wife, we are in wig business. You know wig? Wig. My hair is not a wigo. It's a real one. It's real. See? Not a wig. Wig business. But do you know that we have kosher wig, halal wig,